Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run your life, though.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Saoirse, again, player of the match. Great day for you and for Cork.
Yeah, look, you know, we came out and we had a job to do and we done it. And look, we'll look forward to 2 weeks now and get ready for that. But stay back and watch this game now to see who we're playing. But, you know, it's exciting stuff and I think we'll be all happy with our performance today.
Yeah, it was a game that kind of, I suppose, a large period, the first couple of minutes when they got the penalty and you saved it and cleared it, that give your side a big boost?
100%. Like, Amy Lee is an unbelievable goalkeeper and she shows it again and again. And, you know, like that, we all have to show up, all 15 of us, and then the five girls that came on were outstanding as well. So look, it was a huge team performance and glad to get a run out after 4 weeks of doing nothing. So, well, not nothing, but no game. It was enjoyable out there now today. Lovely weather, but the rain's coming down now.
It is. I'm getting deja vu of this time last year here as well.
Yeah, well, this time last year was biblical, but looking forward to 2 weeks now and can't wait to get up there again.
You got a couple of points. You almost got two in a minute there in the first half.
It was gas because they're all going wide in training, so the girls are slagging me there. They're going over now, but I think we needed that just to settle the game a little bit. I think it started off, it was so intense at the first 5 minutes, you know, they really brought physicality to the game and we just needed to settle. And I think once we did and started running the ball and playing our own game, we settled into it nicely.
Your goal was beautiful, that little shimmy there as well.
Yeah, I don't know, I'll have to watch it back now, I can't really remember it.
Important though to get over the line, and you saw the impact, everyone at the end chasing their balls, all the subs coming on impact. I can tell it's a big squad.
100%, and we're all fighting for places. Like, there's no let up, there's no like day off per se. Like, every day in training is like championship, and I think that's a testament to the squad and the subs that keep pushing us day in day out. And like, it's just to show everyone's replaceable if someone gets injured next up. And while it's a tough environment to be in, it's a brilliant team to be a part of, and you know, it's a great group of girls. And look, thank God we won today, and just on to the next one now.
Well, Park it is.
Yeah.
And you're getting a good bird's eye view here of the warm-up and nothing in Galway out behind us in the second semi-final.
Yeah, and our intermediates are playing over in Turles, so just best enough to them as well.
Thanks very much, sir.
Thank you.
Sure, first things first, back in the Lorne Ireland final, where you wanted to be, no doubt.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, when you win one, you try to get back there the following year, and I suppose we came back late this year to give the girls a break, and I think, the pen worked. We wanted to win, and I suppose our focus, our goal is to get back to the final, but our focus is Dublin for the last 3 weeks. And look, I suppose we were a bit rusty to start, but once we got on top, I thought there was only one winner really after 25 minutes. Now, once we got the goal, we took our chances really.
Yeah, Dublin started with a lot of energy, a lot of hook and a lot of press in the middle, but I suppose once you got the grips of that, you showed your class then.
Yeah, look, they were unlucky. Amy made two great saves, Amy Lee, and Dublin could have been a different story at half time. The score could have been a bit closer, but I thought, look, overall we were better balanced, and I thought at times some of the hurling we played, Camogie we played, was very good. More subs as well came on and did the job, so look, it's all about winning really.
And then the goals started to put a bit of gloss onto it. Like, one was,
I suppose we had 3 or 4 chances in the first half as well. If we took them, we could have been farther ahead as well. I suppose the big thing for us, I suppose we recovered after Dublin with the goal chances, got a couple of scores, and that's the important thing. I suppose at this level, it's keep the scoreboard ticking over. If you are, and we did keep the scoreboard ticking over. You know, Dublin had their chances, I suppose. If they took them to score lane, probably didn't do them that bit of justice. But look, every team wants to win a semi-final, you know.
Is that the old, so many managers tell me that, just semi-finals, just get over the line by any means?
Last week, I suppose you see the hurlers beat by a point. Like, I'd rather be beat by 20, yeah, because I've been by a point. And today, look, we're very rusty. We knew we were rusty, and we know we have to improve. We're going to win the final. And look, that's what our aim now for the next 2 weeks, whoever we play, Tipper or Galway, is to improve.
And at the end then as well, I thought I was telling every player that come on was chasing every ball. There was no letdown. There's a lot of competition there.
Yeah, there is, I suppose. Look, I suppose we've 30 on the panel and Libby was injured and we could play any of them. And I suppose that's the key, I think. And that's what we've been, I suppose, happy on about all year, that everybody's a chance. Look, players don't be happy. They don't get games. That's a good thing. But once it doesn't affect the squad, I don't really care, you know. And look, we brought on Maura Mullins there today. That's her first game in 3 matches, you know what I mean? She got a great score and created a few scores. And that's what it's about, you know, the squad, and if the squad plays well, I think you have a great chance of winning.
Now Croke Park to look forward to.
Yeah, look, as I said, our goal was to get back. We won it last year. I suppose it's a great feeling winning. Nobody wants to lose, and I suppose we've lost enough from down through the years. And our I suppose they're very focused. Look, the girls are a very focused group. Do you know what I mean? They might think there's us in the end, the girls are focused, and that was their aim to get back, and look, we're looking forward to now.
Best of luck in the final.
All right, bud. We'll see you very much.
Thank you. Bill, a difficult day in the end for your side, but I suppose if I could sum things up, probably a day you had to take your chances and you left a few behind.
Yeah, we did. We said at half time, you know, we've left 2-5 behind us, 2-5 of realistic scoring chances, and Cork, I don't think, hit a wide in the first half. So ultimately, that was the gap that was there, and we just couldn't close it. And Cork showed their class and pulled away in the second half to be worthy winners and deserving All-Ireland champions coming into the game as well. So that's the level we need to get to and aspire to. So, you know, we're on the right direction, we're on the right path. We just need to keep motoring and get, I suppose, the younger girls coming through. And yeah, look, it was a positive year from Dublin Camogie, don't get me wrong, but it is disappointing when you lose in the manner we did today, but we'll lick our wounds and go again next year.
It felt like, even if it was only 2 or 3 minutes into the game, that the penalty miss and then the resulting clearance, the ball had got over the bar, come back for it. It felt like a big moment.
Yeah, I, like you said, it was the first 2 or 3 minutes. You know, another day you put them chances away and you get a bit of a lead and Cork start, you know, panicking. It's like, oh, this is what usually happens, because usually they are out of sight. So yeah, look, missed chances, you know, penalties can be missed. Keeper make some great saves there. She was phenomenal back there for them. And yeah, it is disappointing when you miss them, but it was probably an early turning point and an early lift for Cork, which we probably couldn't afford.
You've touched on it there as well. An important year, breakthrough year perhaps as well. The victory over Kilkenny will live long in the light of the supporters. But I guess now trying to build on that and get tangible growth is the next key step.
Yeah, there's been massive work done at underage level in Dublin, and the underage teams have been doing well. So bringing that talent forward into turning them into senior players, it starts with an off-season, a pre-season, where we can get some work and some, I suppose, physicality into those younger players, and we'll drive on for next year and try and blood a few of them into the championship then.
It's great to see as well the support the whole way through. One half of the stand is completely blue there.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know what, I'm glad the girls went out in their boots. They definitely you know, didn't let up to the right till the final whistle, and to give our crowd, you know, something to cheer about, and that's what we want to see. And like, to get to these All-Ireland special days, All-Ireland semi-finals, to get a crowd down, it's massive for our girls and massive for the younger girls of Dublin to see the senior team out and to be have something to aspire to.
Brilliant. Well, congrats again. It's been a good year.
Thanks very much.
Off the ball, GAA.